Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North, and it's great to have you with us. As our Project Milwaukee series on the skills gap has progressed, we've heard a lot from analysts about the importance of developing alliances between industry and education. Well, one such alliance is already in place here between a local company and university. Waukesha Foundry has partnered with UW-Milwaukee to fund two scholarships to the school's College of Engineering and Applied Science. The scholarship students will have an opportunity to work with the department's Dr. Pradeep Rohatgi, one of the country's leading researchers in high-tech material sciences. Dr. Rohatgi joined Waukesha Foundry CEO and President Ken Keurig in the studio last May with Stephanie Lecce, and Keurig explained then his business has gotten much more high-tech and the scholarships will forge that pipeline of highly skilled workers.
What we need is a consistent pipeline of good technical people in order to be successful. And, you know, historically, companies like ours, when we needed an engineer, would just go out into the marketplace and put an ad and hope we get the right kind of people. And so we said that just clearly wasn't working for us. And so that we knew that Dr. Rohatgi had been doing a lot of work in the foundry industry at UWM. And we saw there being a real benefit in us developing more of a partnership than just simply sending in requests for students to work for us. And so we started talking in 2011 and worked on designing a scholarship program that worked for us, the company, and for the students at UWM.
Well, Pradeep, why don't you tell us a little bit more about the work that you've been doing in this area and what opportunity this scholarship is going to bring to the students who are studying at UWM?
At UW-Milwaukee, we have decided to focus on manufacturing. We believe manufacturing is very important to the well-being of the United States. And in manufacturing, we have a special focus on foundry for two reasons. One is Wisconsin is one of the largest foundry states in the United States. And also, we believe foundry is very critical to the well-being of the economy. It supplies to very critical sectors. Many people don't realize, but, you know, it supplies to automotive, aerospace, biomedical. Even the new renewable energy equipment requires a lot of metal castings. So we firmly believe that we need to stay focused and continue to do research and education in foundry. UWM at this time is one of the 21 schools that have been accredited by Foundry Education Foundation. And I believe we are one of the only schools in Wisconsin where you could do a doctoral level research in the area of foundry.
Do you think most students who are going into engineering realize the opportunities that are available in the casting industry in foundries such as Waukesha Foundry?
That is where there is a little bit of a perception problem. Students are excited about aerospace, computers, biomedical. And what my job has been to try to convey to them that all these sectors require metal castings. Like, for instance, you have heard about the hype about nanotechnology. We are producing nanostructured materials right in our foundry. We are producing materials for water, producing materials for energy, for preventing global warming. So I'm producing these high-tech materials right in our foundry lab at UWM, and this is beginning to draw more students. And every scholarship like Waukesha Foundry establishes enables me to attract more students to pursue foundry as a career path and to study foundry.
The foundry industry is a pretty conservative industry, and so they have the industry on the whole hasn't done a very good job of getting the name out there, the different businesses, and making themselves known to students as a good career option. And so that's part of the reason we've been a lot more active in terms of doing public relations so that we can change a lot of that perception that we're a low-tech industry or a lot of it has gone away to low-cost countries, which is not true. There was maybe 20 to 30 years ago more of that, some of our weaker competitors. But companies like ours today are very technical businesses that do lots of computer modeling, use robots to actually manufacture product. And we work with, you know, high-tech companies around the world such as Boeing, Ford Motor Company, Airbus, and we do very technical products.
And also we are trying to develop materials that students hear about, you know, heart implants, biomedical knee replacement implants, renewable energy equipment, parts for computers, that the parts are made in metal casting companies like Waukesha Foundry. Things that make space travel possible. So what I'm trying to do is show a connection between this very conventional industry, manufacturing industry, where people think, oh, it's an old, mature industry, very dirty. It only produces low-tech materials. I'm trying to change their minds to show them that this very industry produces some of the most high-tech materials. And the scientific challenges are as rigorous as any other field. These days, you know, the rigorous requirement of training in heat transfer, fluid flow, robotics, computer simulation in metal casting is as high as in any other field. So that's what I'm trying to do to get young people to study. And we have been very fortunate that in at least at UW-Milwaukee, we have a large group of people, in fact, one of the largest groups in the country studying metal casting. And we have been also helped that the U.S. Army has identified as the leading center in the United States for metalworking and metal casting. They have helped set up this Center for Advanced Materials Manufacture. And this large research grant allows us to recruit many more students than would have otherwise been possible.
So UWM is really on the cutting edge here.
Yes, I would like to take the liberty of saying we are, and we are very proud of it. And we look forward not just to be on the cutting edge, but helping companies like Waukesha Foundry get to where they want to be, supplying the Boeings and the Airbuses. That really is the true test of our product. That has that product not only help industries across the United States, but has helped local Wisconsin companies get to that high-tech level. So people don't have to go from here to Seattle to produce an aircraft part. They can produce at Ken's Foundry. Mm-hmm.
Is that something you're seeing, Ken, this shifts in materials that you're working with?
One of the real positive things that we've seen is the use of carbon fiber composites within the aircraft industry, and even the beginning of use of composites within the automotive industry. And that's a market. We've supplied castings for tools for composites applications for 20 years. But with the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, it really opened up a very large opportunity for us because that aircraft is about 80% carbon fiber composite. So as a result, we supplied a lot of tools, and we took that experience we had with Boeing and we started working with suppliers to Airbus as well because they're using more composites in their aircraft. And as I said, the automotive industry is also moving that way because cars have to be lightweight but strong so that they get higher mileage, lower emissions. And so it's still in its infancy in the automotive industry, but we think that'll be a growing trend in that area as well. And the products that we make, the castings that we make, are used for composites applications, and it really opens up a significant opportunity for us in the future.
We hear a lot about, especially in some of the high-tech industries, we hear a lot about a skills gap with workers. Is that also part of what you're addressing here with this scholarship and Pradeep, with the work you're doing with students?
Yeah, it is. We have a skills gap not only in the technical area, but we do out in the foundry as well. So, for example, we need welders, maintenance mechanics, pattern makers, machinists, and all of those areas are difficult to find the right people. And so we've done a lot of work with the local tech colleges and even creating our own apprenticeship programs with our union at our facility. So that's really a piece of the overall puzzle. As I said early on, we really, to be successful, we can't just rely on going out to the market and just hiring the best candidates we find. We really need to develop our own people in all the areas of our business.
The gap between the needs of skilled people and supply, it has become very evident to me this year as the economy is picking up. I'm getting so many requests for students to work in these companies than I can supply. So here is an example that 2 years ago, there was a perception that there are not enough jobs. But within 2 years, things have changed. I probably have 10 times more requests than the students I'm graduating. So there is a skills gap, and that's why we want to stay and train train up to the highest level of education in this field because of perception problem. I said earlier, you may have oversupply of people in computer science, but you don't have enough people in metal casting or metals industry. And we want to make sure we fill this gap through education at UW-Milwaukee.
I also wonder, we hear a lot about a so-called brain drain, that there are companies and industries pulling our best and brightest from Wisconsin out of the state. And I wonder if, you know, how this program, this relationship between Waukesha Foundry and UWM kind of addresses the idea of creating a homegrown industry and that supply chain here in the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, from our perspective, one of the things that attracted us to a partnership with UWM is the fact that a very high percentage of the students that graduate from UWM stay in Wisconsin. And so that was appealing to us because, you know, to be honest, we didn't want to be creating a scholarship program for students that would end up leaving and going somewhere else. So that makes a lot of sense for us overall. But, yeah, we need high-quality employees in the future. And the program at UWM trains people well, people that we've worked with. And the facilities are very good. And so we think it offers a good pipeline. And as a matter of fact, the foundry industry on the whole, we're just one company in a larger industry. And we're hoping that the industry on the whole becomes more active and gets involved more with UWM and involved in trying to offer scholarships, internships, things like that.
I'm very excited about this partnership with Waukesha Foundry because many students, you know, they will be fascinated in trying to work for companies like Boeing. But when they know that parts for Boeing are made in Waukesha Foundry, they will have more tendency to stay in Wisconsin and work locally rather than leave to work for Boeing in Seattle or wherever you have. So the turnaround or the tendency for companies like Waukesha Foundry to begin to produce high-tech materials, like for aircraft, will keep more and more Wisconsin graduates in Wisconsin. And in our research, fortunately, we have been able to build world leadership in certain selected areas of very advanced materials. So we are able to train these people at our university, and if there is local industry that can utilize this high-tech training, then they will stay here and add to the economy in Wisconsin, and they will produce high-value products right in Wisconsin rather than Seattle or wherever else the aero companies are located.
What's the next step for you, do you see, in continuing this partnership?
I think the real exciting opportunity or project that we're working on is a research consortium, which is referred to as IUCRC. It's something that's funded by and organized by the National Science Foundation. And so Pradeep and I have talked about this now for about a year, and putting together a group of companies to actually do specific research that will benefit all of the member companies, much like the Water Council that exists today. Potentially, it's a great opportunity to do some really good research that's foundry related.
I would like to see this partnership grow into the kind of events that have occurred, say, in Silicon Valley, where the partnership between the universities there like Stanford or UC System led to establishment of high-tech computer industry, both software and hardware, or on the East Coast, where Route 128 has a lot of companies that spun out of MIT. So I'm hoping that this growing partnership will lead to Wisconsin becoming a high-tech industry hub for the whole world.
Ken Kurek and Pradeep Rohatgi, thank you so much, both of you, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Pradeep Rohatgi is a distinguished professor in the Department of Materials Engineering at UW-Milwaukee. Ken Kurek is president and CEO of Waukesha Foundry, which announced a partnership with UWM last spring to provide scholarships for engineering students. Rohatgi and Kurek first spoke with Stephanie Lecce in May. As Hurricane Sandy batters the East Coast, we're also starting to feel its effects here. What's the deal with the waves is next on Lake Effect, right after this short break.